What existed when nothing was, in that dreamless slumber of the divine, when all was yet unmanifest? That is when the stars begin their stories and the paths we are tracing upon this podcast. Hello and welcome. This is Janet Gambhir, the host and creator of these wondrous journeys. There are a few stories of the sleeping gods in Indian culture. It of course begins with Mahamaya or Yoga Nidra, the sleeping darkness before Shiva sparks self-awareness. And then there is the sleeping god Vishnu, reclined upon Ananda, the nine-headed snake of existence, at the very pivotal peaks of heaven, so to speak. There is a curious story about the god Rama awakening from sleep once with a footprint upon the chest, when Hanuman, monkey god, his staunchest devotee, asks him how that occurred. He says he merely awoke with it with no recollection. And while Hanuman realizes that earlier in the day he struck down with his kick upon a mortal man because he was praying during an inappropriate time and activity. The moral of this being that there is no inappropriate time for prayer, and Hanuman's kick upon the man's chest revealed on his god Rama's chest. Then, of course, there is the sleeping Hanuman in the later epic story Mahabharata, and Hanuman's tail, even while he's asleep, could not be moved. And finally, the eye of Shiva, and his sleep is destruction. And so he stands for the very awareness of the universe, if it not in bliss. There is a very curious story of one of the most ancient sages, Bhrigu. Bhrigu is also the father of the planet Jupiter as well as the planet Venus, called Guru, Brihaspati and Shukra in the Indian pantheon. And while he of supreme brilliance, that is Bhrigu, sought the primary three gods, Brahma, the creator god, was busying himself with creation and would not be disturbed. Shiva and his consort Parvati were occupied fervently in their union, and so better not be disturbed. And then finally he came upon the god Vishnu, who was blissfully asleep. Outraged at his lack of awareness, Bhrigu kicks him, and Vishnu awakens, consoling his chest, and apologizes to Bhrigu that Bhrigu may have hurt his foot in this act. And Bhrigu, impressed with Vishnu's kindness, accords him the highest divinity to bring his kindness in man. For that sleep of Vishnu is the entire divine leela, the game and act of existence. And within that divine leela is the story of Soma Vasudev, Vishnu as the sun, moon and man, restoring the gods and bridging man to the earth. The story of the moon told in both Shiva and Vishnu, and the karmic serpent of wisdom and lifetimes. Now Bhrigu is also known as the Nakshatra Magha, which while being in the beginning of Leo, also has the elephant for a symbol of the earliest origins. The part of Vishnu that Bhrigu kicks upon the chest suddenly swells with a mole with a hair upon it. And while in the Indian pantheon this is called the Sri Vatsa, and hair from too sprang life, the English have a saying for this, making a mountain of a molehill, or yet a birthmark. In Shiva's chest, however, there bears the crystal heart of knowledge, in which is the twined Shiva Shakti energies. For once, in another darker story, his chest was stepped upon to quell the wrath of Kali in destruction, the Mahamaya of darkness awakened without Shiva. The difference of controlled and uncontrolled darkness, both ways harness awareness for light. For Kali is Parvati before and after. And their story is too a mirror like light in the darkness. and from the first banyan tree that bridged the world, with roots for branches and branching roots. The elephant of legacy, the entwined head, like the banyan tree at the south pole of the first age, that Daksha, the father-in-law of Shiva, first learnt and made the knowledge that is our world. And from these roots of the jambu tree, the leaves turned sap into honey and encased the living tree into an outer shell. And this honeyed shell upon the egg became the cocoon womb that would become the Brahmand, the divine egg of existence, sealed with a golden crack. The deer egg that brought the first species of Slytherin flight. The Hiranyagarbha, the cosmic of creation that would ever renew. And the Shiva form crowned Dakshinamurti, or the idealized southern face of knowledge that was Sati before Parvati. And while once the unicorn pipped the North Pole star, Vishnu's avatar turned Bali's world. However, with holy waters in the toad nail changing the pole star once again. Bali's crown and the unicorn's third eye awakened. For the unicorn is said to have three hearts, one for the constellation Pegasus, the other for Aquilus, the running horse, and the third Monoceros, the constellation of the unicorn. But like the wails of Rudra, Shiva appears when the universe was yet young, and Vishnu is the bridge that spun across the sun and the stars, and Brahma, the grandfather, is old yet a creator. And this cycle would renew. And so in this first degree of Aries, that is the 0 degrees Aries point, we find two remarkable stars. The first is of the constellation Cepheus, the old king. This constellation is supposed to have been the origin of life in our galaxy. The star in question is called Kurta, which literally stands for the blaze upon the horse's third eye or brow. And translated into Punjabi, this is the running horse or horse running. The spot marked is what is the tilak, tika or bindi, which is associated with the blessings of awareness. The other star on this degree is the cocoon nebula from Cygnus, the divine swan. Cygnus is also called Hamsa, the divine swan of breath, that is Brahma's vehicle, and the soul across lifetimes in transmigration. This cocoon of breath is supposed to contain our very origin to divinity in the stars. And as if essence for the soul, the first degree stands for this equine awareness, the regal in man, horse and swan, with wings of breath set upon the racehorse's space, our resource to space. And so upon the show we begin. And while the constellation rock has seen yet a waterfall of fire, honey and water to Cepheus, across the waves of time that would become the Shivlinga with the Shakti as Yoni. And the unicorn has yet three hearts, as bear the three lotuses of creation, that are Harikuleswar, birthplace of Brahma, the goddess, and the earth in the constellation Hercules. The fourth step of the horse will yet be the enlightened ass, called Rasabha, the maker of the celestial tools and weapons, the Siddhas, and the bearers of honey where it is made. And then yet as a carousel the pony is set around but wrapped in the bun on the hair of Shiva's head, as seen in the image of the sages. The horse of the moon, mare but not mare, to the gentleman god Vishnu, flying horse, twined horse and three-hearted unicorn, who like the swordfish of the waters carried the divine. The next degree, that is Aries, 1 to 2 degrees. And the third star upon begin is at the constellation of the altar, called Ara, and the epithet of the star that begins the trace of what would be the fire Agni at the bull's horn, Alnath, later on in the sky. The star itself bears a modern name and is called Cervantes, after the Spanish writer, and is essentially the star of the poet. Agni's poetic form, of course, is called Kavikratu Agni, where Kratu is the Gama Arsa Major, one of the seven sages of creation. And this context of poetry is oft repeated in the sky. Here are the strings of music and the mystic in Saraswati, and the somatic story of Soma Vasudev. Interestingly, the star that is supposed to represent Zeus is called Helvetios from the constellation Pegasus, and this sits at the 127th degree at the beginning of Leo. And right beside it, though broken off at the cusp of this era, is the seven sages star Kratu. While right before Kratu is the star called Laksha, also from Arsa Major, the true aim, marked by Arjuna in the Mahabharata. One may infer this is Lakshman's seat in Ramayana, and thus Arjuna's mirror to Krishna for the Mahabharata, and the god and the charioteer riding together. And on the very next degree of Zeus is the little lion Alpha Leo Minor, the oats of the giants and the sages, the flying horse and the little lion, in Bhrigu's nakshatra Magha, where indeed Zeus is known as Jupiter, a lesser form of Brahma, as the planet Guru Brihaspati. Which brings us to this third degree that is uniquely packed with four stars. And this is all yet in the horse's first step, albeit with a few pauses. The first here is a star from the constellation Phoenix, the bird of rebirth. And while we call it Hanuman's tail, this represents the tail plumes of the firebird on fire. Now we've jumped and bobbed a few times already, which leads this into a story from Hanuman the monkey god, as he lands on the sky city of giants Lanka in the Indian epic Ramayana. And there, when Hanuman is caught by his foes, two interesting things about his tale occur in a telling tale. He is brought to the demon god-like king Ravana, who has 10 heads. And this Ravana is the same that has composed the Samved on Saraswati's musical instrument Veena, and this a treatise of music in the essence of the universe, the songs of the spheres. And yet, where Ravana at first towers over him, Hanuman's tail grows longer and longer until he meets the demon king's prowess of astounding feats. And then when Ravana's minions set Hanuman's tail on fire, Hanuman uses it to burn down the city instead and escapes it by flying out through the flames. The constellation Phoenix also has another star called Anka, which means number in Sanskrit, or the first numerical. The entire constellation Phoenix itself represents the Indian flying bird Sampath, and also Icarus, who loses his wings flying too close to the sun. And the older brother of Sampath Icarus is called Jatayu, the vulture predecessor who is struck down by Ravana when he is impeded in his kidnapping of Rama's consort Sita. One of the largest stone sculptures in the world is of the fallen Jatayu, located in the Kerala part of India. Interestingly, the Arabic pantheon of stars marks the constellation Lyra as the vulture in their telling of the sky. Veena, the celestial harp, or the sitar, the music of the heavens lost to time. Where the melodies of Saraswati in the sitar Veena are said to be lost, her consort Vena, with his flute melodies was reborn Soma Vasudev in Krishna. Hanuman's birth, though, stood for the entire race, something we'll touch upon later. And the fifth star at the beginning of time is like Shiva's Panchakshara, the five letters, and is the trident of Shiva. The star Tsuvangi, or Bhuta, is the constellation of the herdsman. Tsuvangi is a Chinese name and stands for the somber lance, otherwise known as the shepherd's spear. Bhuta is in the Indian pantheon is Shiva Bhuteswar, the god of the dead. And Bhutes guides the path to the beyond in the sky. This star is also called Odin's Gungnir, the unerring spear of destiny. Which brings us to a star known as Brahma's Crossroads, a star called Intercruz from the Ursa Major, the Great Bear. Intercruz literally means between the legs and is in the hind part of the Big Dipper. This star to the Lakota Americans is linked to the buffalo's hip joint and is called Al-Marak in the Arabic pantheon. Sixth star this is in the sky, which brings us to the god of the fish from Pisces. Eros and Aphrodite, an outpouring of water, and the fountainhead. At the seventh star, where the Christian reading of time says the seventh was the day of rest, this was the star and the story of the dwarf god Vami becoming the god of gods Vishnu Vasudev and closing the gates of heaven on the galaxy in three steps. The story goes that Bali, the king of the heavens and the giants in the constellation Orion, offers three steps of land to a Brahmin dwarf Vaman, who is in fact Vishnu. Vishnu in his Vaman form starts to grow in his first step and conquers the lower world. Then with his second step, he spreads the earth. And by his third footstep, he is a giant of giants and he closes the gates of heaven upon the galaxy underneath his foot. And this was a story of precession and the axis shifting, with the galaxy closing off the rest of the universe underneath Polaris, who is known as Dhruva in the Indian pantheon, that holds up the heavens and the skies above. And Vishnu from underneath his left toenail, which has yet sealed off the heavens, lets in the holy waters from outside our galaxy into our own. And through his head, Dhruva, the North Star, receives it, becoming the still center of our galaxy in this age, at the start of Gemini and the twins. The true north degree representation in the cosmic body is the upper pulmonary lobe, the oxygenation to the inspiration zones. Now Bali, while defeated, lives for hundreds of years and is eventually met upon by Vishnu again as Rama, where he is felled from life as the giant's mortality. Now, while 1,000 eyes of awareness that are supposed to be our Sahasrara lotus crown chakra, as are the representations of the 1,000 names of the gods, also the 1,000 serpent paths of the soul's shell through lifetimes. By Shiva is offered to Vishnu the Sudarshan chakra, the discus in which astrology reads as three turns of the zodiac. Now this makes 1,080. Now Dhruva Polaris, the North Star, if we read beyond three turns of the zodiac, still sits at 1142 degrees where Vaman Vishnu's toenail lands as Vasudev. That's 142 steps beyond the paths of karma. Christianity's reading of the sky states the soul's path is shared between two to make a greater journey. The singular path follows the heavy load of laborious knowledge or the ways of the ascetic. The North Star Polaris is in the nakshatra Deerhead, Mrigashira, in its moksha or liberation step. While this star, Alphag, is still two zodiacs away from the true north. These waters that Dhruva is said to have once brought still replenish our world, despite how far time and stars have danced around us across the eons. And in this distance, being 1/6 of the 360 degree journey in the seventh star, and is the 6 degrees of separation, in fact the tracts of karma to lifetime. Now, although Christianity tracks these as a single lifetime as 153 fish caught in the star net of St. Peter's in the sky, in something known as the Vesica Pisces, the vessel of the fish in the soul's evolution. To that, this is the first fish in the sky. The star also represents the umbilical cord of Tiamat, which represents the bridge between chaos and creativity, where on one side of the sky, the abilities of the wings and to carry and guide another predominate. The other part connects to the Opiacus-turned Hercules, resolving the 12 labors in the 9 serpents across the sky. This is another eye in the 3 hearts of the unicorn, 3 lotuses in Hercules the constellation, and divinity's story to man's heroic triangulation. Which brings us to the 2 souls in a fishbowl of Pisces, Eros and Aphrodite, love and beauty, yin and yang, turned to fish in the sky when fled from the monster Typhon that Zeus sent for them. Or lifetimes of divinity set in life and death as fish in memory. This star is that god, the one that connects us as life to the earth and the stars. If we read this on the cosmic body of astrology, these 3 degrees are the mechanism of the mind that work the archer's eye. On the back of the horse in Sagittarius and the soul tortoise's work in between, the mind connected to the teeth in the spine. One last thing to note before bidding adieu. The Makun Vishnu stone ale that lets in the holy waters is known as the Chakra Mark. And in another part of the story, and yet another part of the sky, Vishnu as Krishna defeats the 9-tailed serpent Kalia, known in the head of the water snake Hydra. Now, severing all other heads, Krishna leaves one head for life intact, as Kalia flees, marking him protection from the snake's eternal enemy, Vishnu's eagle form Garuda. This chakra mark is in the nakshatra Ashlesha, on the star Alphard, that also marks the story of Rahu, the north node of the moon, the hood of the serpent, and the head of the dragon. And the star Alphard with the chakra sits at 124 degrees just as Leo the lion begins and is currently in the sky at Magha, which we talked of earlier as Bhrigu's constellation. 3 chakra marks on the cord of the fish, on the crown of the true north, and on the hood of the water snake, all 3 60 degrees apart from each other. In the cosmic man, this, the mind, the pulmonary lobes for breath, and the heart's arteries for circulation. Interestingly, all 3 parts of the mind are named after stars, representing the honeyed shell of the tortoise, the centaur archer's bow apparatus, and the back of the horse, which sits 2/3 of the zodiac sky later, right next to the galactic center. The first decanate that began our journey of the stars is thus called the triangle constellation, or Apid, the plough of the sky. This we will cover across the next 3 steps. The first 7 stars of the sky, as if reflection received from the center, the 3 hearts lotus and the unicorn. This triangulation that brought the planets in foray with the stars. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day, evening or night. For more information, you can check out starsoup.space. Subscribe if you like or approve this podcast. I also have a recent book out called Stars, Myths and Syllables, likely available near you. I'm Janit Gambhir. Om, God bless and be well.